looked at today, and we've been talking about how to have a closer communication with the Lord Jesus during this holiday season. It's great, isn't it, that we enter into our holiday season. Today is our church Thanksgiving, and of course National Thanksgiving is coming up, and then the Christmas season is upon us. And thank God this morning when I was preaching from Luke chapter 10 about Martha and then Mary and Lazarus, that just like Martha let Jesus come in the house, some people invited Jesus to come in their heart and be their personal Savior, and they came forward and testified to that. And what a blessing it is to see people that receive Christ and are born again into the family of God. And I hope that you've been saved by Jesus. If not, we invite you to trust Him as your Savior. But after that, you need to receive what you need from Jesus every day so you can give it out to others. Joy is Jesus, others in you, J-O-Y. And who was the one that amplified that in Luke chapter 10? Martha kind of related to receiving Christ as Savior. And who was the person that amplified what it means to take in and give out?
Mary.
She sat at the feet of Jesus and she took in and gave out. And thank God for those of you that have learned that secret, because if you don't take in from the Lord and you just keep giving out, it's like a heart attack. Remember we said the heart beats and beats, but there's no blood being taken in, and that thing will die. It will collapse. And that's what will happen to us as believers. It's not that we would die and go to hell, but that we will fall down, that we will backslide, that we will, even if we're still standing, it won't last long. We'll cave in, like we said. And so we don't want that to happen. And so Mary teaches us to receive from Christ what you need so you can give it out. Martha teaches that you need to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior so you can go to heaven. And then lastly, we want to look at how you can have a closer communication with Christ this holiday by receiving what Christ counsels you to correct. And that's what we want to talk about today. There are some that are what we would say cumbered away from Christ. And we want to look at that. If you'll take your Bible and please turn with me to Luke chapter 10. And we want to look at Luke chapter 10 and look at the correction that the Lord gives there. Luke chapter 10. And we're going to look at verse 40 through verse 42, Luke chapter 10. Let's look at verse 40 first of all. I'll read it. It says there, "But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." Now notice here that Martha, it said, was cumbered by much serving. And let me look at that for a minute here. Anna, would you come here a minute and just stand down there? And let's say you're coming to me for some counsel. And maybe stand right over there facing me. Thank you. And Sarah and Camille and Celeste. Those two I always have fun with. Celeste and Camille and Sarah. Now, what I'd like you guys to do, I'm going to try to give Anna a message from the Word, a personal message from the Word, and you're going to cumber her. Do you know what cumber means? Well, it's not a cummerbund. It's when you get in the way. Like, we had that little boy over here today. He cumbered me. And you just kind of get in the way. Every time I try to give her, like I'm going to talk to her, you just like get in the way. And you guys know how to be kind of bratty? All right. Would you do that, please, for me? All right. So go ahead. I'm going to talk to Anna. Ha ha. Now, that is a picture of the things that the world wants to do to get between you and getting from the Lord what he wants you to get. He wants to give you things from his word, but it might be social media that gets in your way. It might be some idol that you like more than the Lord that gets in your way. It might be something that's not bad in and of itself, but instead of the Lord being first in your life and hearing from him so you can give out to others, that thing distracts you and you never get around to the Lord. You mean to get around to it, but you never do get around to the Lord. And so the Lord said to Martha, and I'll read it again, but Martha, it was said about Martha, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. Now, what was it that got in Martha's way so that she couldn't receive what the Lord wanted her to get? One of the men tell me, what was it that she was cumbered with? That means got in her way. Well, if you know it, raise your hand. One of the men. What got in Martha's way? All right, Luke is right here. Let's get him.
Much work.
Much work. Much serving. And some people are like that. She loved the Lord. She was saved. But she was working so hard that she didn't take time. Remember I said, and I've had people do this. I mentioned it this morning, but I'm going to mention it again. They don't take a day off. The Bible says 6 days shalt thou labor, and you need a day off. And I mentioned, I remember my youth pastor's wife. She came to me. She said, Pastor, my husband needs a day off. He is serving 7 days a week. He does not have any time off. And I went through the schedule. She was right. And I said, let's get him off. Every Friday, let's get the guy off. Let him just come to school, do the roll, and let him get off. He needs a day off. I had another guy in our church just recently said, Pastor, I got to quit. I can't do it. I said, well, do you have a Sabbath? No, he didn't have a Sabbath. He had part of a little bit. I said, you need a day off. And it's so important. And Martha, she was serving, but she was so excited to make an impression on the Lord that she wasn't ready to let the Lord impress her with what he had for her. You see, we love him because he first what? Loved us. And you need to let the Lord impress upon you his love, the good things that he wants to give you. And if you're not getting that, then you're going to be distracted, and those distractions are going to get in your way, and you're never going to get the message. Have you ever noticed when you try to read your Bible, you try to come to church, there's all these things that come in your way, and they try. That's of the devil. He doesn't want you to get what you need. And so that's the problem with Martha that the Lord was trying to correct in her. Now, you say, well, if I have this problem, Pastor, how does it come up in my life? How do I know I have this problem that you're talking about? Well, let's look at what the Bible says here, because it does say here exactly what will happen if you have this problem. And I'm going to call this the symptoms of this happening in your life. So let's look at the first symptom, and that is in verse 40, the first part. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve? Next word. All right, let me read it again. Verse 40, it says, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? That's the first sign. You feel alone. You feel alone. I remember before I was saved, I would go to a rock concert, and the speakers would be blaring and the dancing would be going on. But I remember feeling inside of me something alone in a crowd. I know what it is now. I didn't have Jesus in my heart. And that was the thing that made me feel alone in my heart. But some believers, you have Jesus in your heart like Martha did, but she felt like she was all alone, that nobody was helping her, that she was carrying this whole weight of doing this meal and all the work. And sometimes that does happen, you know, people don't help you with the work. But when you're doing it with the Lord and He's helping you, you're never alone. You're never alone. Even if everybody else forsakes you, you've still got the Lord, and He can make Himself really encouraging to you. I remember doing things alone, but I was never alone when I felt the Lord in my life. But Martha felt very much alone. There was a man in the Old Testament that felt like that. He said these words to the Lord. He said, "For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away." You know who that was? Elijah. He felt all alone. He said, "I'm the only one left." And do you remember what God said to him? He said to him, "You're not the only one, Elijah. I've got 7,000 that are just like you. They haven't bowed the knee to Baal. They love me. They're serving me." You see, when you're not cumbered from the Lord will remind you, you're never alone. He's with you, He's in you, and He's got this. And you know that. But when you're trying to do it without His strength, when you're trying to do it like Martha was, in your own strength, you're going to feel lonely. And that is a terrible feeling to have. I've gone out soul winning, and I've gone out alone many times, but I'm never alone. I joke about it. I say, I'm with my favorite soul winning partner. But I'm never alone, because the Lord is there, and he blesses me. So that was the first thing that you'll do if you're not taking in from the Lord, if you're distracted and cumbered. The second thing that's a symptom of this disease is you get overbearing or bossy. You say, "What are you talking about? Look what Martha said to Jesus now. Bid her therefore that she help me. Bid her therefore that she help me." You know what she was doing? She was ordering the Lord around. She was telling the Lord, "You better get this girl going." And you know what? Here she's trying to impress the Lord, and now she's being bossy, trying to boss the Lord around. You know, a beautiful thing, and my wife teaches women, and it's good for a woman to have a meek and a quiet spirit. Now, that doesn't mean she doesn't talk. My wife is very talkative. She's got a great ability to talk. But I notice so often when she's walking with God, she has that quiet spirit. And so that's what is lacking when you are not taking in from the Lord. You become very bossy. You become overbearing. And you push things on other people. I remember Dr. Ware, our first pastor, he pointed that out in me. He would say to me, "We have a volunteer army." I mean, he didn't use those exact words, but we have a volunteer army. He said, "We don't twist people's arms around here. We don't twist people's arms." No, Jesus makes people willing to serve, right? And sometimes we need to exhort, but He makes you willing to do His will. You're here because you want to be here. And the people that are serving, they're not serving me. They're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give them that reward. And that is when you're really walking with the Lord and you're close to the Lord, you don't have that overbearing, pushy way about you that pushes people around. No, you let God work in their life, and you're not overbearing or bossy. You're also not very lonely. But there's a third thing that you can tell if you are cumbered, if you are not in close communion with the Lord. And you say, what's that? Look at verse 41, and I'll read it. It says, "And Jesus answered and said unto her, And now he's going to rebuke her. He said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you careful and troubled about many things? Martha was. She was full of worries and cares and troubles. You know, the great thing to me is I know I'm saved. I've taken the burden of my sin and I laid it on Jesus and put it at the feet of his cross and said, Lord, too much for me. I've got to ask you to take it. And guess what? If you put your sin burden on the Lord, he'll save you. He won't cast you out. You can take that to the bank. But how about after you get saved? How about the worries that you have that are not as bad as going to hell? I mean, I got no worries. I'm going to heaven. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You got no worries. But don't we worry about things if we're not in close communication with the Lord? And Martha, Martha, he's saying, he knew he could read her mind. He said, you're worrying about all these things. How about do what the Bible said? And what has the Bible said? Casting all your care upon him, for he what? Careth for you. You see, that is so foolish to be carrying a load when Jesus can carry it. You know, if a woman has a husband and she's dragging the load all the time and her husband has the health and the ability to carry it, that would be stupid for her to do that. And the Lord Jesus said, I don't care what your problem is. Please take it to me. Whatever it is, the only stupid question is the one you don't ask. And the only dumb burden is the one that you don't take to Jesus and say, Lord, you took my sins. Now, please take this. I don't want to worry about it. And a lot of things that we worry about have to do with the future. And when we get to the future, the problems don't happen. So we're worrying about things that are distracting us from the Lord. And your worries and your cares can keep you, listen to me, from being in that close communication with the Lord. And you can know, if you go to him, you can know that he promises that he will take that burden and he will take care of it and he'll help you. So don't be like Martha and be alone during the holiday season. Don't be like Martha and take the burden all on you so you're pushing people around and pushing your weight around and getting overbearing. Don't be like that. And don't be full of worries and cares. You know, you should worry about nothing during the holidays and pray about everything. And so the final thing is the Lord gives this counsel. If you've got this burnout, here's the counsel for you. It's in verse 42, and I'll read it. He says there to Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Verse 42, but what? One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. You say, Pastor, what's the one thing that is needful? What's the one thing that I need to have? Well, let me tell you, I don't want you to burn out in your ministries. I don't want you to quit your ministries. But if you don't get a hold of this one thing, you will not last. I could not last 48 years as a pastor without this. I'd be done a long time ago. And that is, one thing is needful. And Mary chose the one thing. And what was it? That she would only please one person. You only have to put a smile on one face, and that's the face of Jesus Christ. And what you need to give out to make him happy, he'll give you. So you can go to him. And that's why it's so important that you don't let anything get between you and that close communication with the Lord, and that you put him first and depend on him. Now, in order to do that, you're going to have to rely on two things. Number one, the Bible. And number two, the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is your comforter, and he will comfort you. I was talking to Miss Awilda the other day, about Benji going to heaven, and after 33 years of marriage, how are you dealing with that? And she said, I can't explain it, but there's a peace, there's something that God is doing. Am I saying that right? That he's upholding me. And I said, Awilda, you're being prayed for, and the Holy Spirit is comforting you. He's upholding you. And we need to definitely pray for one another for that, you see. Jesus put it this way, without me, you can do nothing. So one thing is needful, and that is that we rely on the Lord. We let nothing get between us and the Lord. And during this holiday season, you will have close communication with him. Number one, because like Martha, you've received him. Number two, because like Mary, you're getting things from him and you can give them out to others. And number three, like Martha, you receive the correction that you need to get back to the one thing, your first love, Jesus. And Martha did that because later on she's making a meal. It's during the time when Lazarus was raised from the dead and everybody's, you don't hear her doing this. You hear her making the meal. She's still doing it, but she has a great spirit. I appreciate Bobby's wife, not only because she takes care of Bobby, gives him good food, but because she has a good spirit. She does a lot, but she has an excellent spirit. Where'd that come from? Jesus. So she's working hard, but she's doing it through the Lord's grace. I can see that. And you can have that. Every one of us can have that. Amen? But that's what he wants, how you can have that closer communication. So let's bow for prayer and ask God to bless. I'm going to pray for the dessert, too, while we're praying here. All right. I wonder if